Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Human history has had many mysterious episodes for which there is really no easy explanation. Why did the Magi decide to take a long and dangerous journey all the way from Persia to Jerusalem to bring gifts to a supposed future king? Why did Attila give up on his march to Rome at a time when he had military supremacy in Italy? Well, Mihai O'Hara, in his book The Angels Were Amazed, shows us how God's hand appears in all of these episodes. He's sending his angels who take on human appearances and make the light and barely noticeable push that changes the direction of history. Interesting and engaging, the stories follow a common thread and convey deep truths about God and men. Mihai O'Hara, author of The Angels Were Amazed, is our guest on This Week in America. Mihai, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
These are questions we've all had, and you go into great detail. The book is so well researched and so well written. The book, The Angels Were Amazed. Tell me a little bit about your background, the experiences that shaped who you are.
Okay, I'll start with the place where I was born. That was the city of Alba Iulia in Romania, in Transylvania. It's a very historical city. It was a place where Roman legion 13 Gemin was placed after the Romans conquered Asia. There were a number of medieval cities there. For a couple of hundreds of years, it was the capital of Transylvania. And then in 1918 was the place where there was a great national assembly where thousands of people proclaimed a union between Transylvania and Romania, which is now the day of Romania, December 1st. So that's I grew up in this very historical environment, went to high school there. We had very good educational system. I could prove that, show that, you know, in a number of ways. And then graduation from high school, I went to college in Bucharest. That was my formation.
What a background, a basis for the book, The Angels Were Amazed by Mihai O'Hara. I'll give you the spelling on that here in a second. And he has a website. You can go there, book available, wherever books are sold. And we have links on our website. When did you emigrate to the United States and what were the circumstances surrounding that?
Yeah, I left Romania and came to the United States in December 1980. It was generally difficult to leave the country. People were able to emigrate in three ways. Either they jumped over the border or they traveled to the West and stayed there, did not return. And there were very few that emigrated legally. I was in the third category. And the reason why I emigrated freely and legally was because I was told I can do that. In Bucharest, during my years as a student and in the following year, I was involved with various dissident groups. It was mostly on the religious side, and I was in touch with American missionaries. The secret police found out some of the things that I was doing. As a result, I was followed, I was watched, I was spied, I was detained times and interrogated. And I think that the regime had a judgment that rather than imprison people, at least in those years, in the 80s or in the 70s, they would prefer to let them leave the country. So once when I was interrogated, a colonel came to me and asked me if I want to leave. I didn't think about that. And then he said, okay, if you decide to leave, then we'll approve your request. So that's how it happened. I came in 1980.
Let's talk about when you got here. What's the trajectory of your life in the United States? What did you do in the early years when you got to this country?
I arrived here in the United States with my wife and my oldest son. The second son was born 1 month after we arrived. And it was a little bit tough in the beginning. I had to look for a job. It took me about 6 months to do that. Perhaps one of the difficult things was that in Romania, I was in the center of the action. I had the regime following me, and I had sometimes 10 people following me on the streets, and they wanted to talk with me, impress me, and so forth. And then you come to the United States, and nobody knows you. It's very quiet, very safe, you know, but nothing is happening. So that was all a bit hard. And then I worked in various companies. The first company where I worked was Chase Manhattan Bank. And then I worked for Morgan Stanley, for First Boston. Then I switched to software companies. And in the last 20, 30 years, I worked for software companies.
What was it like back in your home country when you're being followed? What is life like when you literally look over your shoulder to see who's following you? And how intimidating is that? Is there fear that they will come arrest you, take you away?
Well, I was not so much. So in the day-to-day, I was not afraid of arrest, only at key moments. So once I was detained in an airport, and I had some things with me, which would have been dangerous. But then normally in the day-to-day, I just took a bus, took a train, and I saw the people that that follow me. And it was interesting, the way in which I discovered that is I figured out that there are certain faces of people that they are always around me. And I said, this is strange. And then I did some tests, and I saw that they were following me. I developed my own techniques to detect who's following me if I'm going, if I am followed. And also I some ways in which I could get rid of them. So one of them was I entered the university building, which was had something like eight entrances. And I went through the lobbies there, and then I came out in another place. So in general, that was successful. I was able to get rid of them. But the next day, they were after me again.
I love the story. You catch on, and then you make a game out of it, and you ditch them along the way. But they come back the next day and find you. It's just a fascinating life that you've led. And the book is so so fascinating. The angels were amazed by Mihai O'Hara. That's M-I-H-A-I. O-A-R-A. That's important because that's his website. A lot of great information on the website, and I will give you that as we go through the interview. Let's talk about some of your main intellectual interests. What are they, and how do you apply those in your writing?
Yeah, so I have a number of interests, and I want to say from the very beginning that having an interest in something doesn't mean that you are a specialist or you are at the top of the game, but they are interesting. So I was interested, and I am interested in theology, science. I had a special interest for linguistics, for the theory of intelligent design. And as a matter of fact, working with computers, software myself, I developed once an interesting program that emulated evolution, including random changes and selection of the fittest. And then I was interested in history. I read a lot of history, especially Roman Empire, astronomy, astrophysics. So these all interesting areas. Again, doesn't mean that I'm very good at any one of them, but they are interesting. And I from time to time, I read or I talk about them.
Well, it's fascinating. In this book, The Angels Were Amazed, the newest from Mihai O'Hara, our guest on the program. Did you publish any books before this?
Yeah, I published a book called An Accidental Disease, and it could be found on Amazon. And there I tell about my adventures, let's call them, in Romania when I had to deal with the secret police. And I think I have, I don't remember exactly, but I think I have a subtitle there. It's something like travel through countries, civilizations, cultures, languages, and religions, because I had this opportunity in life to see many things and travel and cross from one side to the other. So that made it interesting. But it was more about my collisions with the regime, with the communist regime in Romania.
That would be a fascinating read, and a television series as well. You've got all the elements there for a TV series or a movie. It's a fascinating life. And if you Google the author's name, Mihai O'Hara, that's M-I-H-A-I, and then O-A-R-A, you'll get information on that. And of course, on his website as well, his name, MihaiOhara.com. And you can link on directly by going to our website. What prompted you to write this book, The Angels Were Amazed? Where did this idea come from to research this and then to write the book?
Yeah, well, of course, I had to do some research, but I think that the main reason why an author writes a book is because he wants to say something, he wants to express himself. Yeah, somebody could write a book for money or for fame. That was not my goal. I just wanted to say what I think about the reality. And as a matter of fact, I wanted express a particular, what Germans call Weltanschauung, and that is a concept about the world that is encompassing, that refers to cosmos and astronomy and angels and heaven and history, and pick everything and bring everything together. And the angels there, are incidental. So it's not a book about angels, although angels play a very important role. But to go back to your question, I just wanted to express what I thought. I wanted to put it down. And I had a friend who told me recently that writing a book, I don't think, is like exorcism. You know, you have a spirit inside and yes. You let it go, you put it on paper.
Well, and we all benefit from it. The book is The Angels Were Amazed by Mihai O'Hara, our guest on the program. What genre does this fall into? Everybody wants to put it in a particular genre as you're talking about it, as a publisher is trying to target the marketing. What genre does The Angels Were Amazed fit into?
So I think it's an intersection of two genres. On one hand, it's historical fiction, and on the other hand, it's fantasy. So I was trying to be careful not to mix the two, but they both appear. So with fantasy, you have a little bit more freedom to write what you wish. But with historical fiction, you have to be very careful and document yourself, you know, make serious mistakes. I could not write about Constantine sending his planes. You know, there were no planes at that time. This is just a gross... would be a gross mistake. But there are some other minor things that if you write historical fiction, you have to be very careful. So I would say it's these two, historical fiction and fantasy.
What are the main ideas you advance in the book?
So there are a number of ideas. One of them, as I said, very important and encompassing, it's the Weltanschauung, is the concept, an encompassing view of the world. Materialists see the world as matter and energy and chance. So in that sense, it's not very interesting. And then there is a certain Christian pietism where they just look at me and Jesus, not seeing the big picture. So I was trying to capture the largest picture I could with the earth and heaven and physical world and spirit world, humanity, angels, all this that populate the worlds that God has created. So that is one theme. The other one is that I want to show that God is an architect, the perfect architect of the cosmos, of galaxies, stars, and especially the Earth. But he's also the conductor of history, where in a very subtle way he leads history. And a subtle idea there, of which in fact I talk or write a lot, it's the idea of chaos. You've heard of the butterfly effect, where they say that if a butterfly is moving his wing in Brazil, then there will be a typhoon in China. This is the definition of a chaotic system, where you cannot predict anything because it's so complicated. There are so many factors that although we know the general rules and laws of physics, computationally, it's impossible to make any prediction. So somewhere in the text, an angel says, chaos is opaque to men and to angels, but is transparent to God. So God could see to the chaos of the world and know where things are moving. And he could also provoke these butterfly effects where he's moving a piece very, very small that nobody could see. And that will have catastrophic consequences for the future. And The angels are sent into the world, and they don't appear as supernatural powers that create devastation or fight battles. They appear as simple men, undistinguished from other men, but that do that butterfly effect. They go and they intervene somewhere, a very small intervention, and that slowly changes the course of history.
It's a fascinating.
So these are some of the themes.
Well, yeah, and it's a fascinating concept that Mihai brings to life, and the angels were amazed. How long did it take you to write the book? I say that with the challenges of telling this story, of answering some of your curiosity, and at the same time making it plausible. It's fiction, but as you mentioned, you need to make it somewhat believable. How long did it take you to write The Angels Were Amazed?
It took me about 6 months, and I cannot tell you if this is a lot of time or if it's very little time. It just happened to be 6 months, but I believe in the old-fashioned concept of inspiration. So when you feel that inspiration coming, then things flow out of you and things move very, very quickly. So that was about 6 months.
Talk about the target audience for this. Why should people buy the book, read it, and who's it for? What do you hope the takeaway is as people read The Angels Were Amazed?
So you could think of concentric circles of people. I think Christians would be interested. And again, that will give them a large, encompassing view of God's work in the physical and spiritual universe. So I think that's very interesting. But I think it's interesting for everybody because it contains stories. Stories are very good to convey truths and concepts. We are so fashioned by God that we like stories. That's why in the Bible we have many, many stories. And I picked up stories that are really interesting. You mentioned in the beginning, there are moments in history where we don't have explanations. They are like some enigma. So I'll give you an example. Attila the Hun intended to go to Rome and sack Rome. And it's known from history that he met in Milan with the Pope Gregory. It was just one single meeting, and they were alone together. Nobody knows what they talked. Attila ordered his armies to go back to Pannonia. So it's kind of a mystery because Attila was not a Christian. He was not inclined to listen to the Pope, and he had a great prize ahead of him, you know, the city of Rome. Why did he turn? We don't know. So is one of the mysteries, but there are other mysteries in history. So I picked up on these mysteries and I developed stories around them.
You know, it's a fascinating read. The Angels Were Amazed by Mihai O'Hara. And I mentioned the website. You go to the website, you're greeted with Thoughts on Life, Science, and God, a collection of articles on themes related to contemporary life, science, and spirituality. What all can we find when we go to your website?
Well, so I have a number of articles. In fact, I did not put something there recently. I intend to go back and to my articles, but they're just reflections on life of from my experience, from countries that I visited, from ideas and concepts that I encountered in my thinking, in my reading. So all of that are there. I had also some articles that have rather some kind of scientific tent, you know, like for instance the one about simulation evolution, and I had a couple of others. Maybe fewer people are being interested in that, but maybe some are still interested. But the rest of the articles, I think, are interesting.
Are you a curious person? It seems like you take these questions you have, and you do that in The Angels Were Amazed, mysterious episodes for which there's really no easy explanation. So you jump in to try to get some explanation to make some sense of this. Are you curious by nature?
Oh, definitely. I'm curious. I'm curious in certain areas. You know, I'm not curious what my neighbor is doing, but I'm curious you know, how a neutron star is formed, you know. It's a certain type of curiosity.
So curious about things that are significant in our lives, and it's fascinating.
Yes.
How you bring this to life, and The Angels Were Amazed. What are you working on now? Is there another book that you're writing?
I have another book in mind, but I don't want to speak too much about it. It's, again, related about communist times. I'm period of gestation right now, where I think about it. I wrote a little bit, but not too much. And if it happens, then I'll let the world know.
Well, I hope that it does. I would find that fascinating as your book, The Angels Were Amazed. Also, if you go to Mihai's website, An Accidental Dissident is the name of the first book, and that book is available as well. And you can Google that also. All of the books we talked about available at Amazon and at Mihai O'Hara's website. I'm going to spell that again. That's Mihai and then OARA.com. And that's on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So you can just log on and link on directly to the website. Mihai, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job with this book. We look forward, hopefully, to having you back on the next book that comes about as well. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you very much, Vic.
It has been our pleasure, and I'd like to thank King Pages Press, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. You'll find them at kingpagespress.com. Again, our guest has been Mihai O'Hara. His book is The Angels Were Amazed. You'll find it at Amazon usual places. His website, MihaiOhara.com. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.